an apt description of this program. That was Cass Elliott, of course, from 1969, and Welcome to the World, and Welcome to the World of Big Lee at Night. For the next 2 hours, all the usual things in all the usual places at all the approximate times. Got comedy for you in about 90 minutes' time. Got Marty Feldman, amongst others, this week as well, which I'm really looking forward to hearing. And, of course, Bing will be coming up very, very shortly, but coming up right now, Abe Lyman and his California Orchestra. That was Abe Lyman and his California Orchestra, When You Were the Girl on the Scooter. The Revere sisters were singing the songs there, and I don't think they were related to Paul Revere at all. He was the guy that was, didn't he shout something like the British are coming or something like that? In fact, the Revere sisters weren't even sisters at all, but they did sound jolly well together, so kudos to them for that. So, welcome to the program. Hope you've had a good week. My week, actually, it's not been too bad. We had a sort of a dinner party on Saturday night, and I did the cooking, and I have to admit, I wasn't totally happy with what I cooked. And there was a reason for it, which I won't go into, because it's all rather boring. But you know how sometimes you cook something, and at the end of it, when you've cooked it all, you sort of feel, God, now I've cooked it, I don't really feel like eating it. But it wasn't like that. I just didn't think the food was very good, unfortunately, which was a little bit annoying. Everybody turned around and said it was all lovely and stuff, but I wasn't totally happy with it. But that was Saturday night just gone. Apart from that, it's been a quiet week, which is good.
love her, my pet. Speaking of her, say I bet there's nobody like my pet. My pet with another, my pet pets no other, and I pet with nobody but my pet. She's so refined, sweet and kind, perfect gem. Has she got it? Lots of it. Oh, baby, she's got them. My pet told me cutely, I'm sad, absolutely. So I pet with nobody but my pet.
Dance Orchestra with Maurice Elwin doing the singing, and that was called My Pet from 1928. And I'm not going to say, yeah, that's nearly 7:30. Well, I'm not going to say it, obviously, because I've just said it, but I wouldn't have said it had you not have forced me. Anyway, so I hope you had a good week, and we had snow as well. I don't think I mentioned that. Not a significant amount. I think it was only about an inch, so nothing to worry about and write home about there. Or talking of writing home, it's been nothing but writing Christmas cards this week. Determined to write Christmas cards this year and send more than ever. Although, sadly, so far I found out two of what would have been recipients actually died last year. Wasn't good news, a little bit of shock, but there you go. It just happens, doesn't it? I guess, like the soap, that's life, boy. All right, it's time now for Bing, and we have three songs from Bing this week. One of them is decidedly Christmas, the other two not so much. And to start it off, all I have to do is say the two magic words, hopefully in the right order. I'm not sure that it matters. Let's see. Sing, Bing.
How green was my valley, how sweet the sunlit loam, how green was this valley I called my home. The house I remember and all it was to me. How green was my valley, no more to be. I have tried to go from this valley, let my mind and my heart wander free. After years and miles of remembering, now I know for all time I shall see how green was my valley, how bright the sky above. Now dark is this valley, once filled with love. How green was my valley, how bright the sky above. Now dark is this valley, once filled with love.
Well, you know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen,
Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen.
But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Talking about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, well, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, "Why, Rudolph, look at here, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?" Then how the reindeer loved him, and they shouted out with glee, "Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history."
"I'm Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, I got a very shiny nose.
And if you ever saw it, well, you would even say it glows like a rose.
All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call me names.
They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
I say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?"
Then how the reindeer loved me, as they shouted out with glee,
"Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you go down in history.
On Dasher, on Dancer, on Prancer, on Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner, on something.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer."
Tingle with a single glance in your eyes, watching the starlight dance in your eyes. You saw my vacant stare
and you understood. I'd love you anywhere, honest I would. I was certain this would happen, strange as it seems. I'd know you anywhere from my dreams. And you understood, I'd love you anywhere, honest I would. I was certain this would happen, strange as it seems. I'd know you anywhere.
Three songs there from Bing Crosby. Started off with How Green Was My Valley, then we have Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and I'd Know You Anywhere. And it all came from Bing Crosby, and we'll have some more songs from him around about the same time next week. Right now it's time to hop over to Germany and say a very good morning to Holger, who every week sends us a song and thinks that we will like it, and so far he's done very well indeed, and he's been doing it for a long time now. So Holger, we thank you for that. And this week we've got a song from Bully Boulan and Rita Appel. Had a problem pronouncing pool there. I have problems pronouncing these German name songs, but I think I may be okay with this one this week. Baby, es regnet doch.
Bleibt da noch ein bisschen.
Nein, nein.
Nur ein Viertelstündchen.
Ich muss jetzt nach
Hause. Baby, es regnet doch.
Ach, lass mich in
Ruhe. Baby, es regnet doch.
Der Abend
war schön. Du sollst du noch lange nicht gehen.
Ganz wunderbar.
Du läufst dem Regen nur Gefahr.
Die Mutter wird sich schon sorgen.
Das gibt sich schon bis morgen.
Mein Vater regt sich auf, nicht zu
knapp. Später regt sich der wieder ab.
Ich war doch schon hier 3 Stunden.
Mir scheint nur 3 Sekunden.
Ich trinke noch ein letztes Glas
Wein. Muss es denn das letzte Glas sein?
Die Nachbarn im Haus.
Baby, es hagelt bald.
Die schau nach mir aus.
Dafür ist es viel zu kalt.
Ich fühl mich ganz wohl.
Bestimmt nur in meinem Auge. Doch nicht in dieser Jahreszeit.
Ich sollte schon längst nicht mehr hier
immer
sein.
Immer sollst du bei mir sein.
Warum schaust du so zärtlich mich
Weil
an?
Weil ich einfach anders nicht
jetzt
kann.
Jetzt hab ich schon
Bleib
Angst.
Doch bei mir.
Mein Herz verlangt nach mir.
Thank you.
muss jetzt nach
Hause. Bibi, es stürmt und blitzt.
Egal, ich muss raus.
Wie süß deine Bluse sitzt.
Ich flieg zu Hause raus.
Was gehst du denn erst
für
nach Haus?
Alle Zeit.
Ich liebe dich in diesem Kleid.
Das kommt davon, wenn ich trinke.
Lass doch die Lippen schminken.
Die Straßenbahn wird gar nicht mehr gehen.
Ach, wer könnte dir widerstehen?
Jetzt ist mir's egal.
Machst du mich glücklich?
Küsse mich tausendmal.
Now, it is quite possible that I mispronounced that because the title's wrong. Just thought I'd mention that. Baby, es regnet doch. And translates to Baby, it's cold outside from Billy Bullen and Rita Paul, except it doesn't. It actually translates to Baby, it's raining. I don't even know how I found this out. If they had got the correct title on the song, I'm just saying because I do these things, then it would have been Baby, es ist kalt draußen, which is Baby, it's cold outside. So I'm not going to lose any points for scoring on translating this week because the title was wrong. It's as simple as that. Holger, that's my excuse, whether you like it or not. Thank you so much. Really did like that. Like Rita Paul. I'm going to have to look into her a little bit more, see if I can pull a few more songs from her. Holger, thank you so much. Upstairs, please, to the land of Bedfordshire. And we'll have another song from you, hopefully around about the same time next week. And don't forget, you can listen to Holger each Wednesday afternoon here at 2 p.m. in the UK. That's 15 hours over there in Germany. Right now, you're listening to Bigley at Night.
Wishing you a Merry Christmas.
Season's greetings, Angel Radio.
We've got some French songs in about 5 minutes' time, but before that, here's Danny Kaye and Susan Gordon.
I blow through here, and the music goes down and around, and it comes out here. I push the first valve down, the music goes down and around. When it comes out here, I push the little valve down. The music goes down and around below, below, below. Hit a little ho ho. Listen to the jazz come on. I push the other valve down. The music goes down and around. Oh, when it comes out here. Listen, baby, here we go. I blow through here. Here.
There?
No, here. The music goes round and around. Ooh,
comes out here.
Here?
No, there.
Oh, there.
Yes, dear. I push the first valve down.
Up?
No, down. The music goes down and around. Oh, and it comes out here.
Here?
Oh, now let's not go through that again, honey. I push the middle valve down. The music goes down and around. Listen to the jazz come out. I push the other valve down. The music goes round and round. Oh, and it comes out here.
Where?
Here.
There?
No,
there.
No, there.
Oh, there.
Yes, dear. That's it.
Tout le plus. I'm just practicing my French for the next batch of songs after the next one. But that was The Music Goes Around and Around from 1959, Danny Kaye and Susan Gordon. I was going to mention something to you. I don't understand television anymore. I used to be a lot happier when it used to be simply BBC and the other side. And if you were watching the other side, then it was the other side. And the BBC. Then along came BBC Two and confused it all. Now, of course, we have so many channels, it's ridiculous. But over here on, I think it's Peacock, we have Day of the Jackal, which I think may be on Sky in the UK. But it's with Eddie Redmayne, and it's actually been very, very good. I've really enjoyed it. It's not a remake of the film with Edward Fox or the book It's a new sort of interpretation, but a lot of the book has been retained, and it's been well worth it. And in fact, there's a whole new thing in it, in as much as the Jackal, I believe they're married, but he certainly has a girlfriend anyway and lives in Spain, and I'm not spoiling anything by telling you that. But it's been very good. So if you want to watch something on television, goodness knows why you'd want to do that when you've got Angel Radio. I do recommend Day of the Jackal. Let's see, we're going to be going off to Portugal after this, but first off, from We Think About 1951, here are the Four Ramblers.
The holly green, the ivy green, the prettiest picture you've ever seen is Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home. It's nice, you know, to kiss your beau by cuddling under the mistletoe. And Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys from home.
The door is always open, the neighbors pay a call, and Father John, before he's gone, will bless the house and all.
How grand it feels to take your heels and join in the fun of the jigs and reels. I'm handing you no blarney, the likes you've never known. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home. Prettiest picture you've ever seen this Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home. It's nice, you know, to kiss your beau while cuddling under the mistletoe. And Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys from home.
The door is always open, the neighbors pay a call, and Father John, before he's gone, will bless the house and all.
How grand it feels to take your heels and join in the fun of the jigs and reels. I'm handing you no party, the likes you've never known. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home.
Definitely Christmas in Killarney. I think that would be rather fun, actually. That was from the Four Ramblers, and we think that was from about 1951, something like that. I want to say a very good morning to Sally, who was out in the Algarve. She has chosen Beagle's Big Three, and she says, good morning, Roy. She says, you probably won't remember me, but I used to run a bar that you used to frequent many moons ago now, and I'm still here, but I see you're now in the States. Sally, I totally remember you. It's really lovely to hear from you. Sally has chosen this week's Beagle's Big Three. And she's chosen a French Disserse, which is a French singer, best known for one of the songs that Sally has actually chosen. Lucienne Boyer is the lady's name. She was born in 1901 and died in December 1983. Sally has picked out three songs. She said, I think you've definitely played one of them. Yep, you're absolutely correct, Sally. I have, and it's the middle one. She says, but I hope you enjoy the other two. So, Sally, lovely to hear from you down there in Portugal. I haven't been back, it's well over 20 years now, Sally, and probably closer to 25. But just so you know, Sally, I actually asked my wife to marry me in the Ancora restaurant right opposite the famous bar. She said yes. Eventually. Anyway, Beagle's Big Three this week. Beautiful French singer, Lucien Boyer.
Et la pauvre femme du monde, nous ignorons qui nous attend. L'histoire en misère est féconde lorsque nous prenons un amant. Si l'on savait les conjonctures où l'on se trouve quelque quelquefois. Avant de tenter l'aventure, on y regarderait à deux fois. On trompe son mari pour faire comme tout le monde, et souvent l'on tombe de mal en pis. Quand on prend un amant pour suivre la mode, c'est bien incommode et très gênant. Mieux vaudrait, c'est certain, faire de la tapisserie, dire des inepties sur son prochain. Mais une femme à Paris ne peut pas rester ça à jeun. C'est pour être à la page qu'on trompe son mari. Vertu, vertu, un sage antique disait jadis, tu n'es qu'un mot. Mais dépourvu de sens pratique, ce faux sage n'était qu'un son. Si quelques jours la bagatelle vous tente, mesdames, croyez-moi, le jeu n'en vaut pas la chandelle, c'est du pur boniment. On trompe son mari pour faire comme tout le monde, et souvent l'on tombe de mal en pis. Quand on prend un amant pour suivre la mode, c'est bien incommode et très gênant. Mieux vaudrait, c'est certain, faire la tapisserie, dire des inepties sur son prochain. Mais une femme à Paris ne peut pas rester ça à jeun. C'est pour être à la page pour mon mari.
Cependant, je veux encore écouter ces mots que j'adore, votre voix au son caressant, qu'il est murmurant, frémissant, me berce de sa belle histoire, et malgré moi, je veux y croire. Parlez-moi d'amour, redites-moi des choses tendres. Votre beau discours, mon cœur n'est pas là de l'entendre. Pourvu que toujours vous répétiez ces mots suprêmes, je vous aime. Il est si doux, mon cher trésor, d'être un peu fou. La vie est parfois trop amère, si l'on ne croit pas aux chimères. Le chagrin des vies apaisées et se console d'un baiser. Du cœur, on guérit la blessure par un serment qui le rassure. Parlez-moi d'amour, redites-moi de choses tendres. Votre beau discours, mon cœur n'est pas là de l'entendre. Pourvu que toujours répétiez ce mot suprême, je vous aime.
Parmi les rues de la ville, un éditeur à jolie pigue s'avance frêle et gracile, les bras tout chargés de fleurs. Les roses sur son passage fleurissent tous les corsages, et comme ivre de bonheur, Nénita les offrant chante un refrain charmant. Prenez mes roses, prenez mes fleurs, elles sont des roses comme mon cœur. Pensez mes roses, chagrin trop lourd, mes jolies roses parlent d'amour. Et là fut une nuit sans doute, trouvant l'amour sur sa route, Nénita se tenait toute dans l'ivresse d'un baiser. Mais l'amour fut, je suppose, éphémère comme tes roses. Et ce soir, le cœur brisé, devant chaque passant, elle chante tristement. Prenez mes roses, prenez mes fleurs, elles sont éclos comme mon cœur. Pensez mes roses, chagrin d'amour, mes jolies roses consolent toujours. Les joies d'eau, douleurs s'enchaînent, puis s'en vont comme elles viennent. Nénita oublie les siennes auprès d'un autre amoureux. En la voyant si coquette, soudain les hommes l'arrêtent. Mais comme ils sont audacieux, malicieusement, elles se sauvent en chantant. Prenez mes roses, prenez mes fleurs, elles sont éclos comme mon cœur. Messieurs, mesdames, fleurissez-vous, achetez de l'âme pour quelques sous. Sans bel emblème dira vraiment si l'on vous aime passionnément. Pensez ma rose, peine de cœur, mes jolies roses portent bonheur.
Well, Sally, three great songs there. Thank you so much. We started off with On Trompe Son Mari. We ended with Prenez Mes Roses, and in the middle there, Parlez-moi d'amour, which was the first recording of that song by Lucien Boyer. And I very much appreciate you getting in touch, Sally, and suggesting those three songs, and really did enjoy them. And so nice to hear from you after all of these years. Sadly, no, don't have any plans to come down to Portugal in the near future, but certainly, most certainly, next time I end up in that part of the world, I will definitely let you know. Sally, thank you so much, and if you would like to be the purveyor of next week's Big List Big Three, do please just get in touch. You can email me, roy@angelradio.uk, or you can give the office a call outside of hours. I think you can probably leave a message, and of course during normal office hours, just ask somebody to pass your message on to me, and all it needs to be is an artist and three songs, or let me choose the music, either is fine. Happy to do both. I had a couple of people asking, am I going to be around on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve? The answer is yes, I am. I'm going to be here Christmas Eve, I believe, between 11 and 2 a.m. We're combining After Hours and Beagley at Night. I'm going to probably call it Beagley at Christmas, although I may be the only one that calls it Beagley at Christmas, and I will be with you, as far as I know, on New Year's Eve as well, so we get to see the New Year in together, which will be rather fun. You're listening to Angel Radio right now with me, RB.
On your old Valve Wireless and your new digital radio. Good morning, this is Angel Radio.
Hi, my name is Thomas, and you're listening to my uncle on Angel Radio.
So let's take a look at some of the things that happened this week back then and on this very day in 1792 in the French Revolution. King Louis XVI of France was put on trial for treason by the National Convention. And again on this very date in 1941, Germany and Italy declared war on the United States following the Americans' declaration of war on the Empire of Japan. Oh, and also on this very date, 1941, Poland declared war on the Empire of Japan as well. And this week back then in 1955, the flag of Europe was adopted by the Council of Europe. And in 1963, Pan Am Flight 214, Boeing 707, was struck by lightning and crashed near Elkton, Maryland, killing everyone on board. And this week back then, just 12 years ago, here in Connecticut, 27 people were killed in Sandy Hook.
The first call came in from the school secretary moments after classes started. It gives an insight into how quickly the shooter, Adam Lanza, was able to get into the secured building. One woman shot in the foot crawled into a classroom where several children hid near a bookcase. It was custodian Rick Thorne in a different part of the school who became the eyes and ears for a police dispatcher. At one point, the custodian, still on the phone with the dispatcher, is confronted by responding police officers.
And on this date in 1577, Sir Francis Drake set sail from Plymouth, England, on his round-the-world voyage. And also this week in 1959, Archbishop Macarius III became the first president of Cyprus. And in 1972, Eugene Cernan and Harrison Schmitt began the third and final EVA or moonwalk of Apollo 17, and to date they are the last humans to set foot on the moon. And if we felt like it, then we could sing happy birthday to the YMCA, as it was this week back then in 1851 that the first YMCA in North America was established in Montreal. And in 1799, France adopted the meter as its official unit of length. And there was me thinking it was baguettes. This week back then in 1990, the Galileo spacecraft flew past Earth for the first time. And this week back then in 1980, John Lennon was killed.
This evening, John Lennon arrived at the emergency room at the Roosevelt Hospital. He was dead at the time of his arrival. Numerous resuscitative efforts were made after his arrival in the hospital, including transfusions, surgical procedures, other procedures. But in spite of the effort of many physicians and after many procedures, we were unable to restore the life of Mr. Lennon.
This week back then in 1901, the first transatlantic radio signal, the letter S in Morse code, was received in Signal Hill in St. John's, Newfoundland.
On the 12th of December 1963, Kenya gained independence from the United Kingdom. Kenya had been under British rule since the 19th century, and since becoming a colony in 1920, African demands for a greater role in politics had grown. In the early 1950s, a group of Kikuyus, the largest ethnic group in the country, formed the Kenya Land and Freedom Army. Better known as the Mau Mau, they began a violent, organized campaign against colonial leaders and white settlers that culminated in the Mau Mau Uprising. And in May 1963, the Kenya African National Union secured the majority in both houses of the new bicameral legislature. Independence was formally declared on the 12th of December 1963, with Queen Elizabeth II as head of state.
Stereo Radio 2 from the BBC.
Now, if you happen to be be listening to BBC Radio 2 on December the 11th, 1983, which was a Sunday. At 5 o'clock, it was Tony Brand, and at 7.30, Paul McDowell, and at 9 o'clock in the morning, dear old David Jacobs.
Well, holiday time is certainly underway, and if you haven't made up your mind yet where you're going this year, Morgana King has one or two suggestions.
At 11 o'clock it was Desmond Carrington, and at 12:30 Ed Stewart with Two's Best. 1:30 it sticks out half a mile, and at 2 o'clock it was Benny Green. Alan Dell was on at 3 o'clock, and at 4 o'clock it was Sing Something Simple.
Sing something simple that scares
At 4:30, it was Gene Chalice and String Sound, and at 5 o'clock, the Fosdyke Saga. At 5:15, Flying Pickets, and at 5:30, it was dear old Charlie Chester. Charlie would be on for an hour, and then at 5:30, at 6:30 rather, David Francis Sound would take over until 7, when it was Brain of Sport 1983 with Peter Jones as the question master. Grand Hotel at 7:30, and at 8:30 it was the Sunday half hour. Peter Cutts introduced that. The organist was Michael Harris. At 9 o'clock, Alan Keith and your 100 best tunes. European Pop Jury at 10 o'clock, Colin Berry was in the chair. Pete Murray's Late Show at 11:05 until 2 o'clock in the morning, when Liz Allen took over until 5:30 the next day. Or was it 5 o'clock? I can't quite remember. I should be able to remember, but I can't. It's as simple as that.
Ha ha!
beautiful stuff there. Harry James and his orchestra and the vocal talents of Kitty Callan. And it's been a long, long time. And that was from August 45, which was a long, long time ago. You're listening to Angel Radio with me, RB. Need to get the time of the year for the next song. Hold on a minute. Let me just dial it up. And that one. Okay, here we go.
At the third stroke, the time on Angel Radio will be about 1959.
Hillside in Scotland. I remember the boy in the glen. There my heart is still a wandering ever and ever and ever again. That hillside in Scotland, cherry sweet was the love that was then. But my heart is still a wandering ever.
Lita Rosa, not from 1959, as we say, roundabout. It was from 1958. Bill Shepherd's orchestra there with a hillside in Scotland. And as I mentioned, the great Lita Rosa. Let's see, where are we going? Well, we've got 4 minutes to the top of the hour when we have our little bit of posh. And the song that I got lined up in front of me lasts for 2 minutes and 17 seconds. So I guess I could just keep talking the whole time until I can use up that bit of time. Or I could play the song now, which is Percy Faith and his orchestra, Rhythm of the Rain. Listen, is that the one? Listen to the... I don't know. You know what? Let's find out.
Thank you.
Love It was the song I was thinking of as well, which is always nice. Rhythm of the Rain. Didn't realise it was quite as old as it is, but that was from 1963, and that was Percy Faith and his orchestra. But, yeah, of course, come to think of it, Rhythm of the Rain, yeah, it does go back a way. You're listening to Angel Radio, broadcasting to Portsmouth, Gosport and Havant on 98.6 on the FM dial, and also to Chichester, Bognor and Selsey on 94.8. In addition to that, you can find us on the internet and also possibly on DAB in your area. And for information on that, go to angelradio.co.uk website, and down on the right-hand side in the third column at the very top, you will find a little dog looking at a iPod or something like that, and right underneath that, find us on DAB, FM, online and other stuff. Time now for a little bit of posh, and it is sort of getting close to Christmas. I'm one of these people that actually prefer to keep Christmas away till about Christmas Eve, quite frankly, and I've always been like that. I never ever used to do my Christmas present shopping until the day before Christmas Eve, and a lot of the time, especially when I worked in London, I'd do it after the staff lunch party, which was always good, especially when we was at the Spectator, and then head off up to Oxford Street and Regent Street, totally drunk, and buy loads of presents for everybody and get them home, and then I couldn't remember for whom what had been purchased, which was another problem entirely, but it always got sorted out. But it is coming close to Christmas, and so we're going to have something that is called a Christmas Concerto. It was written by Corelli, Pastoral Ad Libitum. It is the Largo from the Concerto Grosso in G minor, opus number 6, and it is called the Christmas Concerto.
Thank you.
the Pastoral ad libitum, the largo from Concerto Grosso in G minor, opus 6, number 8, the Christmas Concerto, and that was the Philharmonia Virtuosi with Richard Capp waving the stick at the orchestra. And we'll have another bit of posh for you round about the same time next week.
On your old Valve Wireless and your new digital radio and computers, laptops, worktops, iPads, earpads, knee pads, mobile phones, headphones, saxophones, Wi-Fi radios, hi-fi radios, high-priced radios, low-priced radios... The fabulous sound of Angel Radio.
Wonderful Big A, Wonderful Angel Radio.
I will spend my whole life through loving you.
Voice, didn't she? That was Francois Hardy, and she had a good career, 62 through to 2021. Died earlier on this year in Paris, but she left a great body of music behind her, and that was just one, and that was called Loving You from 1968. Let's see, not quite time for Doris Day, so let's have Shep Fields and his Rippling Rhythm Orchestra. Boy, do I fancy like a lovely rippling rhythm orchestra, and I think this is going to be that old feeling.
You danced by, I felt a thrill. And when you caught my eye, my heart stood still. Once again I seemed to feel that old yearning, and I knew the spark of love was still burning. There'll be no new romance for me, it's foolish to start, for that old feeling is still in my heart.
Sheppfields and his Rippling Rhythm Orchestra. Bob Cadet was providing the vocals. And that was from 1937, that old feeling. Well, we're a little bit late, which is good. That's sort of how we like it, really, for our Day at Night feature. Let's see, we have one Christmas song in here. That's a guarantee. As for the other two, I'm not totally sure about them, but let's give it a whirl and see what happens as we have Day at Night.
The snow is snowing, the wind is blowing, but I can weather the storm. Why do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I can't remember a worse December. Just watch those icicles form. What do I care if icicles form? I've got my love to keep me warm. Off with my overcoat, off with my glove. I need no overcoats, I'm burning with love. My heart's on fire, the flame grows higher, but I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? Got my love to keep me warm.
Thank you. pull them down today. Take the stranger by the hand, lead him on his way. If he stumbles, help him rise, calm his foolish pride. Give him kindness, give him love, let no walls divide. Like a rising tide. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. Let no walls divide. Peace on earth. And may all
Christmases be white.
And off she goes. Doris Day there with, I think, three Christmassy songs altogether, don't you? Started off with I Got My Love to Keep Me Warm, Frank Duvall and his orchestra, and then Let No Walls Divide, and of course the famous White Christmas. And we'll have some more from Doris Day around about the same time next week in our feature Day at Night. Coming up in about 9 minutes' time, we have some comedy for you, and this morning we have Peter Cook and Dudley Moore. We also have Julian and Sandy and John Cleese and Marty Feldman. So some good laughs coming up. To take us there, we got not one, not two, but three songs, and the first one is from Stanley Holloway.
I'll never forget the first time I met with sweet Annie Stump. By gum she were plump. She come up to me. "Hey, William," says she, "beast looking for out." Then gave me a clout. She had such a taking way. She captured my heart that day. And when on the bench I sat with that wench, she gave me a squeeze and said, "Kiss me, please." Well, I looks at her and I think she's a likely young lass. And I gops at her, she were lush as a meadow of grass. And I winks at her when she said, "Will to cuddle me, kid?" And I thought, maybe I would, and I did. She holded me hand and said, "Ain't it grand to sit like this here?" By gum, I felt queer. And when she said, "Will you marry me, Bill?" I hardly could speak. She had got a cheek. But soon to the church I were led, where parson stood waiting to wed. And next thing I knew, he'd asked me, "Will you take her for your wife? Your trouble and strife." Well, I looks
at her
and I think she's a likely young lass. And I gops
at her, for I did, she'd got plenty of brass.
And I winks at her, went to put on the ring I were bid. And I thought, maybe I would, then I did.
Rest of my whole life through. Don't you know I was yours from the very day that you happened to come my way? Can't you see I'm under your spell? By the look in my eyes, can't you tell? Can't you tell? And don't you know
every beat of my heart keeps crying out, I want you so, don't you know? In my eyes, can't you tell? Can't you tell? The don't you know? Every beat of my heart keeps crying out. Oh, I want you so. Don't you know?
Ooh, I love a song with a big finish. That was Robbie Porter and Don't You Know from 1966. And before that, Stanley Holloway with Wolseley Charles, we think, on the piano, I Thought Maybe I Would Not Did, and that was from 1930. Now, the good news is that somewhere in the world, at right now, it's twilight time.
Thank you.
from the Three Sons, originally recorded by them in 1944, but that version was from 1947. They remade it, and it's the better version out of the two. So that's why we played it. Hope you enjoyed it. Time now for comedy. Coming up a little bit later on, it'll be Marty Feldman and John Cleese in the Railway Carriage. Before that, it'll be Julian and Sandy, Kenneth Williams and Hugh Paddock with the Boner Private Detective Agency. But we start off with Peter Cook and Dudley Moore. And where are they? They're in the Royal Box.
Excuse me, I'm as frightened as I got held up at the Haymarket. All lights were against me. I'm sorry.
That's all right. You've only missed 3.5 minutes of the overture. It's a 7.5 minute overture, actually.
I see. You've seen the show before, have you?
Oh, yes. I've seen this show now. Let me see. 367 times.
367 times? That must be some sort of a record. Are you that fond of the show?
Oh, no, it's not my sort of show at all, really.
But why on earth do you keep coming?
Well, you see, it's the royal family.
The royal family?
Yes, you see, I read in the newspapers that the royal family was planning a visit to this theatre. So naturally I came along, you see. Look, see up there, that's the royal box.
Yes.
But there's no royal people in it at the moment. No royalty there. No royal personage gracing the royal box. Unless, of course, they're crouching. But I mean, that wouldn't be royalty, would it?
Not crouching, no.
But, anyway, last Tuesday I was here, and I saw, believe it or not, I saw the Duchess of Glastonbury.
The Duchess of Glastonbury, lucky old you.
Yes. But, I mean, she's not really what you'd call regal, is she?
I suppose the Duchess of Glastonbury is more what you'd call noble.
Yes, noble rather than regal, but you don't hold it against her, do you? No. But, anyway, I am hoping against hope that one day the royal family will turn up and make my having to sit through this rotten, awful show every night worthwhile.
You really mean to say we spend 12 and 6 every night just on the off chance that you may catch a glimpse of the royal family?
Well, it's not worth the 15 shillings.
Two days ago, I started getting anonymous phone calls, and first I thought nothing of it. It was obviously the work of a crank. But the calls persisted, and when I picked up the receiver, a voice heavily disguised would make threats such as kidnapping my wife or getting at the budgerigar by means of drug cuttlefish. And of course, I couldn't let that continue. I mean, I'm extremely fond of the budgie. So, I thought I'd better get some protection. And as luck would have it, I saw an advert in my local paper. It read, Boner Private Detective Agency, Personal Protection Guarantee. So, the next morning, I paid them a visit. Hello, anybody there?
Oh, hello, I'm Julian and this is my friend Sandy.
Oh, hello, Miss Roy.
Oh, that's lovely. Oh, darling. Oh, really darling. Oh, how nice. What brings you trolling in here, then?
Well, are you private detectives?
Mm. Private and confidential.
Mm.
We specialise in delicate inquiries. Mm.
Delicato. Put yourself into our hands unreservedly.
Are you qualified?
Mm. Oh, yes. I'm ex-Sid.
Sid, Criminal Investigation Department.
No, Sid Goat's Breath. That was my name, but I had it changed. Now I'm Julian Lestrange.
Mm, after that inspector and the Sherlock Holmes, he's modelled himself on him,
modelled
haven't
myself.
You, on that Sherlock Holmes?
Yes.
He loves Holmes,
yes.
Don't you, Julian?
Oh, I love Holmes.
I love Holmes,
that's true. Yes. I'll read all his tales.
He loves Holmes' tales.
Love him. Love read, them. Read them all.
Mm, he does.
Yellow Eek. Crooked Omi, mm. The Red Riley.
He sees himself as a Sherlock of the over 60s.
Yes.
He does. That's
sort of old people's home.
Oh, he bowed.
And what role do you play in the organisation?
Well, I'm his man Friday when he's in town.
I see. You're his... you're his what's on in London.
Oh!
You want protection, don't you?
Well, how do you know that?
After that last joke, you need
Well, yes, it's true. I'm being threatened.
We can give all the protection you need. Oh. Fire, theft, flood, you name it.
Flood?
Yeah, we've got a small insurance business on the side. But to return to our moutons.
That is your actual French moutons. We give three grades of protection. There's the comprehensive at 80 guineas a week. That includes armed guards at your side, night and day, a professional food taster, and a ravenous Alsatian stationed outside your door.
Or there's your partial cover.
Partial.
That's plain clothes man outside your window.
Partial.
Telephone interception service and a wire-haired terrier on the landing. That's 50 guinea a week.
Well, that's more than I planned on spending.
Oh, there's your 4 guinea ordinary. Yes.
Well, how does that protect me from attack?
Jules restrains itself.
Look, are you sure you're qualified?
Yes.
Oh, yes, of course. We've got certificates from the Home Office.
I've got a 00 number.
Have you? License to kill, like James Bond, 007.
No, 0071. Yes. That's the phone number of the Marine Commando Club in Paddington. They'll take a message, didn't
they? They're very obliging. Oh, the law, you know, the law is in our blood. We met through the law, didn't we, Jewel? Ah, God. Tell him! Go on, tell him.
Bow Street. Yes.
Tell him what we've been doing.
Yes.
Go on.
We'd been demonstrating in Trafalgar Square.
Yes, we had been. Oh, we had been. But we've been protesting, hadn't we?
Protesting
yes. We was. You don't tell no lies.
No, I don't. No. I told
you.
Who
was he who'd been addressing us? Now, that, him with the collar, the vicar.
Josie Collins.
Josie Cannon Collins.
Cannon Collins, of course.
We'd all march for Alder Mayston, hadn't we?
Yes, I joined the march at Aymarket because of my feet.
Terrible feet.
Oh, that's
terrible feet. He's a martyr to his feet.
Martyr.
He is. It's all them years dancing on point.
Point.
Oh, yeah. He's got toes like a bunch of nutty bananas, yeah. Haven't you, Jules?
No need to tell him.
Go on, tell him why. Tell him why.
For my art.
For his art. He suffered for his art. He strained himself in the middle of Stravinsky's Sacre du Printemps.
Yeah.
And he had to give up the ballet. Yes. He was like Thistledown. Here, tell him what Dame Alice said to you.
What do you mean about keeping out the girls' dressing rooms?
No! Of course not. About how light you was.
Oh,
light.
Yes.
Light.
She said I was light on my feet.
Yes. Like a fairy he was. Oh, it was lovely to watch. Yes. All to behold. All to behold him.
Yes.
His lallies was his fortune. Until come that fatal matinee.
Oh, no, don't.
They say even now, they say you could hear the click all over the theatre.
I can't bear it.
And from that day to this, he's not danced a step.
Not one entrechat.
No, yeah.
Well, it's all liniment under the bridge now.
No, but it's left his feet in New State for protest
marches. New State at all. So I joined him up the A-market.
Yes. Anyway, to cut a long story short, there we was in Trafalgar Square singing, "We shall not be moved," when all of a sudden we was. And before we knew it, in the Black Mariah we was, and off to Bow Street.
Yes, but we were so impressed by the bona demeanour of the police, we decided to take the law into our own hands and become private eyes.
So here we are, ready to give of our all to help fight the crime wave. What is your actual problem?
Well, all it is really is that I've been getting these anonymous phone calls.
The anonymous
phone calls,
of
yes.
Course.
Well, I'm sure we can help you there. If you pay us a retainer of £10 a week, we guarantee these phone calls
will stop.
Well, how dead. Can you be so sure?
Easy, Ducky, we'll stop making them.
Excuse me, is this seat occupied?
No.
Excuse me, would you mind if I change places with you? Could I sit there?
Yes, I suppose so.
Oh, dear.
What?
I thought I would like sitting here, but now I'm here, I find it's not as good as I thought it would be.
Oh.
So I'll sit there. Do you mind if I smoke?
No, not at all.
Are you sure?
Yes, thank you.
You're not just saying that to be polite?
No, please do smoke.
Only you would say if you didn't want me to.
Yes, I would.
Really?
Yes, I promise I would.
So you don't mind if I smoke?
No.
Only some people might object.
Yes, but not me.
I was just making sure.
Come.
I wish I had a cigarette. I wish I had a cigarette that I could smoke. If I had a cigarette...
Do you want a cigarette?
Oh! No, I don't think I will.
Please, take one.
No, I mustn't, no.
No, take one.
No, really, no.
What?
I wish I hadn't refused that cigarette. How I wish I hadn't refused the cigarette that nice gentleman offered me, because... Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Aren't you going to smoke it?
Oh, no, you see, if I smoke it now, I won't have one for after.
After what?
After I smoke this one. If I had two cigarettes now, it would be plain sailing. Yes, what I chiefly need is two cigarettes.
Have another cigarette.
Oh, thank you.
Keep the packet.
Oh, thank you very much.
Not at all.
No, thank you, though.
Okay.
No, but thank you.
That's all right.
Yes, but thank you.
Shut up! What was that?
It was me. It's a speech impediment. I used to go, after every second word, I used to say, hello there, Mr. Moonstreet, how are you today? I'm fine.
Yes, I do follow, I do understand.
They cured me at the hospital, though. The doctors, they were wonderful. They stopped me going, after every second word.
How?
They said, don't go, after every second word. And it worked. Now I only go, when I want to. I wanted to then. Once upon a time, there was a fairy prince. And his name was Arthur Aldridge. And he got on a train, and a magic wizard gave him some cigarettes. Magic cigarettes.
What are you talking about?
I'm telling myself a story to pass the time.
Well, will you please tell it quietly?
It's happily ever after, the end. I spy with my little eye something beginning with B.
What?
Or J.
Quiet, please.
B or J. B or J. Easy.
How can it begin with a B or a J?
For various reasons, none of which I am at liberty to divulge. B or J.
What's the answer?
Ectoplasm.
Ectoplasm?
Mr. B.J. Ectoplasm. He works in my office.
But you can't see him.
You can if you have an appointment. I can make myself disappear.
Well, why don't you go and disappear, then?
I can disappear, make myself invisible.
Right, disappear.
I can't do it while you're watching me. Look over there. I'm gone. I'm back. Gone.
Look, will you please just stop?
Once upon a time, there was a fairy prince, and his name was Arthur Aldridge. And he got on a train, and a magic wizard gave him some cigarettes. Magic cigarettes. And he said to the wizard, he said, oh! And they all lived happily ever after. The end.
Where has there been since I saw thee?
On Evermore, my lad.
Where has there been since I saw thee?
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 On Evermore, my lad. On Evermore, my lad.
Dear the cow.
On Evermore, my lad.
That band to catch the dear the cow.
That band to catch the dear the cow.
That band to catch the dear the cow.
That band to catch the dear the cow. On Evermore, my lad. On Evermore, my lad. On Evermore, my lad.
shall have to bury thee.
Then we shall have to bury thee.
Then we shall have to bury thee.
Then we shall have to bury thee.
On Duke of Orpathet. On Duke of Orpathet. On Duke of Orpathet.
Then weren't the poor man in the oak.
On Duke of Orpathet.
Then ducks will come and eat up worms.
Then ducks will come and eat up worms.
Then ducks will come and eat up worms. Then we shall come and eat up ducks. Then we shall come and eat up ducks.
Then we shall come and eat up ducks.
She had gone, I didn't take long to discover she had somebody else for her lover. I lost my chance, that's the way of romance, now I linger in vain. Well, love came to me on a little balcony in Spain.
From 1931, Jack Payne and the BBC Dance Orchestra there with On a Little Balcony in Spain. And before that, from 1957, The Spinners. Remember them? On Ilk Lamor Bartat. And I have to try to find recordings of On Ilk Lamor Bartat or Tat. very difficult because the the punctuation in the song title is varied, to say the least, and Ilkla can be I-L-K-L-A or Ilkley, or it can be I-L-K-L apostrophe. I mean, there's a many title variations of that song. And before that, of course, we had all the comedy. I hope you enjoyed it. The Royal Box from Peter Cook and Dudley Moore, and then Julian and Sandy with the Detective Agency, and that was Kenneth Williams and Hugh Paddock, and then we had Marty Feldman and John Cleese with the Railway Carriage, which was from in that 1948 show, I think it was called. And I did edit that because that was television program, and a lot of what was in the original sketch was visual, and of course that doesn't come over terribly well on radio. So I did edit it down so that it did make a little bit more sense. Well, at least I hope it did anyway. Now, here are the John Aldis singers along with Anne Shelton, and they're going to tell us something that, well, I think we probably already know.
In the rush of noise and laughter, all too soon your children grow. Oh, you guide their ways and you guard their days, until one day they go. When the house is strangely silent and you dream of way back when, remember when it's Christmas time, they'll come home again. Let them go, let them go, let them try their wings. Little birds were born to fly, not until they roam can they miss their home. And it won't be long till Christmas. When the branches are bare, the December air comes alive with frost and pine, and they'll yearn to be by the family tree. Oh, it won't be long till Christmas. The years go by, and every night you say, sweet dreams, sleep tight. Then comes the day you have to say, don't forget.
Indeed, there was Anne Shelton with the John Aldis singers, and it won't be long till Christmas. It won't. What, it's about another 2 weeks today, isn't it? Something like that. 2 weeks? Yeah, I think it is 2 weeks today as well. Gosh, Tempest Fugit.
Who feeds the reindeer all their hay? Who wraps the gifts and packs the sleigh? Who's helping Santa every day? Mrs. Santa Claus. Who keeps his red suit looking nice? Who does he turn to for advice? Who gives the brownies all their spice? Mrs. Santa Claus. She pitter-patters all around the workshop the whole year long. Amid the happy clatter of the workshop, she sings a merry, merry Christmas song. Who reads the notes from girls and boys, turns in the order for their toys, fills every heart with wondrous joys? Mrs. Santa Claus. She pitter-patters all around the workshop the whole year long. Amid the happy clatter of the workshop, she sings a merry, merry Christmas song. Who reads the notes from girls and boys, turns in the order for their toys, fills every heart with wondrous joys? Mrs. Santa Claus. Mrs. Santa Claus.
I suspect, though, she has a rotten Christmas because her husband's been out delivering all those presents all on Christmas Eve. We must get home and must be exhausted on Christmas Day. Perhaps she takes the day off as well. I don't know. Nat King Cole with Nelson Riddle's Orchestra and Mrs. Santa Claus. And that's just about it for this edition of Beagley at Night. I'll be back next week. I leave you with Dale Evans and the Roy Rogers Riders and Orchestra. 32 feet and 8 little tails. I don't know. It sounds like reindeer to me. Keep well. Ta-da.
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, and Blitzen.
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen, over the moon so bright. 32 feet and 8 little tails of white. Hurry, hurry, hurry through the night. Old Saint Nick, he worked so quickly, leaving toys for girls and boys, then over the roof so high. 32 feet and 8 little tails, they fly. Faster, faster, faster through the sky. Oh,
look at them go.
Santa laughing, ho, 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 ho,
ho, ho, ho, ho, ho.
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen over the garden wall. 32 feet and 8 little tails and all. Merry, Merry Christmas to you
Dasher,
all.
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen over the moon so bright.
32 feet and 8 little tails of white.
Hurry, hurry, hurry through the night. Old Saint Nicky works so quickly, leaving toys for girls and boys and over the roof so high.
32 feet and 8 little tails, they fly.
Faster, faster, faster through the sky.
Oh,
look at him go!
Santa laughing.
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen
over the garden wall. 32 feet and 8 little tails and all.
See him catter, hear old Santa call. Merry, Merry Christmas to you all. Dasher, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, and Blitzen, Dasher.